Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Stay with us. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller last Thursday participated in the symbolic opening of the Angels to Linstead section of the North-South Highway. The recently constructed roadway will be open to the public for travel as of Monday, February 8. This means Jamaicans now have an alternative to the Bogwalk Gorge and the feared flat bridge which spans the Rio Cobre. Travel on the newly opened section of the highway will be free of cost to motorists for a month.
Today, we signal the dawning of a new day in travel and economic development with the opening of the Angels to Linstead section of the North-South Highway. This is an indication of my government's commitment to modernizing Jamaica. We are building first world infrastructure and providing first world services for the Jamaican people.
The Prime Minister says the modern alternative to the Bogwalk Gorge will be of practical benefit to all Jamaicans. She says the main objective is to upgrade the country's infrastructure and provide economic opportunities for growth and job creation. Mrs. Simpson-Miller adds that the North-South Highway project will trigger massive investments in housing and business along the route.
The government, as part of the agreement of this highway development, has made lands available to the developer China Harbor Engineering Company for hotels, housing, and commercial developments. One of the areas slated for development at Mami Bay will see the construction of hotels, adding more than 2,000 rooms and 500 new homes.
The Angels to Linstead St. Catherine leg of the North-South Highway joins the section opened last year, which now ends in Monique St. Anne. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has assured the nation that government is implementing effective vector control measures in light of the Zika virus threat facing Jamaica. The Prime Minister is, however, urging citizens to play their part to stem the spread of the virus by destroying mosquito breeding sites, among other measures.
Government has also provided funding to increase Jamaica's capacity to test for the virus. At the same time, we are ensuring that adequate supplies of pharmaceuticals are available free of cost at public health facilities. Additional financial and human resources have been provided to the Ministry of Health and other government entities so that they can be more effective in their actions.
The Prime Minister says the recent confirmation of one case of the Zika virus in Jamaica is not cause for alarm, but rather a reminder of the need for persons to do all they can to destroy mosquito breeding sites and prevent mosquito bites. And 22 farm roads in 10 parishes are to be repaired under Phase 2 of the National Farm Road Rehabilitation Program. Speaking at the contract signing ceremony last Wednesday, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller said the focus on farm roads is critical to government's commitment to rural development. She says the roads are being rehabilitated as part of efforts to provide farmers with adequate access from their farms to markets.
We're committed to assisting our farmers to raise their standard of living and improve their lives. At the same time, the improvements to farm roads across Jamaica will encourage new farmers to enter and expand the agricultural sector. Employment for Jamaicans in rural communities also be increased.
The contracts valued at $182 million will see the refurbishing of roads in Portland, St. James, Hanover, St. Mary, Clarendon, St. Thomas, St. Anne, St. Catherine, Westmoreland, and Trelawney. And that takes us to the end of this week's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Thanks for listening.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for Zika V. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from Zika V. Keep your surroundings mosquito free. A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.